Imagine not knowing what your income would be each week. Financial planning would be a nightmare. More than 90% of Vision's income is free will donations. When supporters commit to monthly giving, it provides greater certainty when budgeting for regular expenses and weighing up new opportunities that arise. And knowing we can rely on regular monthly gifts takes some guesswork out of operating a faith ministry. Monthly givers who share our mission are called Visionary Extra Mile Partners. And right now, you are invited to join this growing group of faithful supporters. The amount of your tax-deductible monthly gift is completely up to you. But what is most important is knowing that you are standing with us to reach Australia with the gospel. To become a Visionary Extra Mile Partner, click the banner in the Vision app or go to vision.org.au/extra mile. It only takes a few minutes, but will have an eternal impact. Vision. Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
G'day, mate. I'm doing well. It's good to be with you.
It's great to catch up with you, mate. And interesting news about New South Wales talking about opening up in December. So what's your take on that, mate?
Well, we found ourselves in a situation where New South Wales is leading the nation out of the COVID era, I suppose you could put it that way, or at least out of lockdown. And I'm pleased about that. If I had to choose any state in the country to do the job, who I thought would act in a way that was the most conscious of people's freedoms and rights, and particularly the situation for churches and worship and stuff like that, I would say that would be New South Wales. So it certainly wouldn't be Victoria, where things have been far more draconian and far more oppressive. New South Wales is quite serious about ultimately getting back to normal, and that's seen in their policy. So as of the 1st of December, there will be very minimal restrictions across the state of New South Wales. And the great news is that they're not going to put any vaccination requirements on churches. Churches can open up for all, even before the 1st of December, and there will not be a two-tiered society in New South Wales where the vaccinated have certain rights and the unvaccinated don't as of 1st of December. And I think that's great. I think we need to seriously contend with finding a way to get back to normal. Even if it isn't perfectly safe, but then no, life is perfectly safe. Life's not about safety. Life's about living. Ultimately, we do need to get back to normal. So I'm really pleased to see New South Wales is leading the way. Obviously, they're not perfect, and I'm not pretending they are. But, wow, we've done well if they're the ones that get to carry the baton, and hopefully other states will follow.
Yes, let's watch and pray for all those other state leaders as they make their announcements. And I know that on that topic, a lot of pastors signed the Ezekiel Declaration. Do you think that made a bit of a difference?
Well, look, there was a lot of concern prior to the announcement by the New South Wales government that vaccinated church services were off the cards. And it started with the Ezekiel Declaration. Thousands of pastors signed that, which was a statement to say basically vaccine passports for churches can't be done. Theologically, you can't split up the body of Christ. You can't show partiality in church. There's no divisions in Jesus. Vaccination isn't one of them. No, that's, and then all the major denominations came out and said the same thing, or most of them. You had the Catholics, you had the Anglicans, you had the Hillsong, you had a whole range of people. And that level of concern that started with the Ezekiel Declaration, followed through with the denominations, had a major impact in New South Wales. So avoiding a very thorny theological issue, a very big challenge. And I think that's wonderful. We don't have to contend with that in the churches in New South Wales. And look, again, prayers that other states will follow that lead.
Absolutely, mate. Good to hear your take on that. And with the ACL, you've had a lot of volunteers participate in a few grassroots activity campaigns recently. What's the latest with you guys?
Well, yeah, there's good things happening. So out of the misery of COVID, which a lot of people are getting a bit down in the mouth about for understandable reasons, I want to assure people that good things are happening. We've had a number of campaigns going on, and our volunteers have been out there advocating for religious freedom. They've been advocating for life right across the entire country on a day of action last week. And, you know, for example, one of the things we do is what we call patch-through calls. And so an ACL volunteer will call somebody. They could be anywhere in the country. And they'll call them up. They'll be an ACL supporter. There's hundreds of thousands of them. And they'll say, hey, this is what's going on in the parliament right now. Or, hey, right now there's a religious debate in the government about religious freedom. You know, we would love you to lend your voice to that debate, to talk to your MP, to say what your views are as their constituents. You know, it would really make a difference if lots of people like you rang up and said the right thing. And if that person goes, yeah, sure, I'd be keen to do that, we patch them through. We press a button and they get patched straight through to their actual MP, who is at that time considering the actual issue that we've talked to them about, because it's on the agenda in the government. And they can say, hey, this is what I think is your constituent. And we can do that thousands of times in a day.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool, and our volunteers have become really good at it. But that's the sort of thing you do as an ACL volunteer. And we got verbal commitments from two of the MPs that we targeted. We targeted five, but already two of them have come back. In fact, two of them came back on the day and made a commitment to us and said, actually, we will support the religious freedom bill and we will support workplace protections for Christians as well. And so it makes an impact. It's a great way to get out there and make your voice heard, and good things are happening.
Wonderful thing. And I've heard from different MPs over the years about how much they've been impacted by phone calls, emails, letters, but also visits from constituents. It's important that we keep sharing our views with our pollies, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Look, and that's just a big part of the battle, is simply being those who don't just sit there and get cranky about the situation in society. But when you are feeling that way, you just ring up your local MP's office. Or, as you said, Matt, even better, get a group of friends together or get your pastor or someone and go in and see them. It makes a big, big, big difference. They say, oh, I'm hearing from my constituents on this, and all of a sudden they become interested.
And in other news, the federal government has tabled a new regulation threatening the registration of charities, including Christian charities. What's the latest there?
Yeah, this is interesting. So if you're a charity or a not-for-profit, you have to register with the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, and they're your regulator. And the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission has quite a lot of power over charities. And one of the powers they have is that they can deregister you. They can finish you if someone associated with your charity commits an indictable offence, which is a serious criminal offence. And I don't think too many people have a big concern about that, you know, and it's a discretionary thing. They won't necessarily do it, but they may deregister you. But there is the government, for reasons only known to the government, has put up a regulation in the parliament to try and make it easier for the ACNC to deregister charities. And the regulation says that actually the ACNC can deregister a charity if someone associated with them commits a summary offence, which is like, you know, really, you know, it could be a teacher at a Christian school teaching about gender orientation and sexuality according to the Bible, and they say, well, you've breached the conversion laws and you've committed a summary offence, you've deregistered as a Christian school. Or it could be a pro-life organisation who's doing a march down the streets of Sydney, and a policeman comes along and says, hey, you just obstructed traffic, young man, and he's charged with a summary offence of obstructing traffic, and the whole charity gets deregistered because of some volunteer or someone who showed up at a walk or a march and who did something very small. And, you know, for groups like ACL, where we have volunteers out and about in the streets in shopping centres doing flyer drops and that, you know, it could be a minor trespass or something that we have no control over, or that one person did, or that was a genuine mistake, and we could have our whole organisation deregistered. It's crazy. So we have a campaign at acl.org.au for people to put pressure on Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, who are the One Nation senators, to vote against that regulation, because their votes will actually make the difference. And if they vote no, the whole thing will fall apart and charities like the Australian Christian Lobby will be saved. So, yeah, really appreciate people's efforts on that one.
Wow, fascinating. And I really love the fact that you guys are giving us information about that. I didn't know anything about that one, so I'm going to have to look that one up myself. ACL.org.au, of course, is the website. And in other news, the New South Wales euthanasia bill, what's the latest there?
Well, euthanasia keeps on rolling on around the country. It's passed in Western Australia and Victoria and I think Tasmania as well. But now we've got it in New South Wales. Alex Greenwich, independent MP, is going to table that bill on the 12th of October. It's pretty sad, you know. we got to a situation where they've given up on looking after people in the latter stages of their life through palliative care, which is underfunded and which works very well. And instead they said, look, let's just legalise suicide. And it's a shame. I mean, I've done a lot of research into this issue, a lot. And you look at those countries where it's been in place for the longest, and man, they have just slid down that slippery slope. You know, in Belgium, they euthanise children with disabilities. There's been quite a few cases. I was young as nine. And there's people with dementia who can't consent getting euthanised. One in 60 euthanasia patients has dementia and couldn't consent to it anyway. It's just terrible. It's gone way over the line. And it is what happens when you legalise death, when you legalise suicide. Mm. Suicide isn't, it's not healthcare. In fact, we've got Lifeline for that kind of thing. All of a sudden, they're legalising doctors to come in and say, well, how about we kill you? And the doctor can't even suggest it in some of these pieces of legislation. But encouragingly in New South Wales, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has made some negative comments about this bill and said, look, we've had this debate before and it didn't get up. And, you know, she's being very dismissive of it. And that's a good sign. And so there may be some real benefit in people getting involved in that to help the elderly in particular, but also all kinds of vulnerable people in the future from the euthanasia stuff to get on the ACL website and participate in the campaign to write to your New South Wales state MP on that. It may well be worth it because the Premier there has been sceptical of the bill, which is a great sign, and maybe New South Wales will lead the pushback on this.
Once again, if people want to find out more, the website is acl.org.au and people can search up ACL on social media and also check out the Truth of It Live. Wonderful videos that you keep pumping out there, mate, all over the social media and YouTube. It's so good to see you speaking up for all these wonderful values. Mate, it's been a pleasure catching up with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.